Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into something that can really get your engine running smoothly again. How to test your ignition coil if your engine is misfiring. Now, if you've ever experienced that annoying rough idle or loss of power while driving, you know how frustrating it can be. But what if I told you there's a simple way to check if your ignition coil is the culprit and you don't need a ton of fancy tools to do it? Sounds interesting, right? Let's jump in. First things first, let's talk about spotting a bad ignition coil. You might notice your engine running rough at idle, or you could feel a loss of power when you accelerate. And of course, that check engine light is probably glaring at you from your dashboard. What's happening here is that your ignition coil isn't generating enough voltage to properly fire the spark plug. If you let it go too long, you risk flooding your catalytic converter with unburned fuel, which can turn into a $1,000 repair bill. Ouch. So remember, don't ignore that misfire. Get it checked out as soon as you notice any rough running. Now here's where it gets interesting. Let's get into the quick spark test method. It's super simple. All you need is a spare spark plug. You might have one lying around, or you can grab one for just a few bucks. Keep that spark plug in the engine, then plug your spare into the ignition coil connector. Next, touch the threaded part of that plug to a good ground on your engine block. When you crank the engine, look for a nice blue spark jumping across the gap. If you see that spark, congratulations. Your ignition coil is good to go. But let me throw in a pro tip here. Make sure you're grounding the spark plug on bare metal, not on a painted surface or plastic. And be careful. When it comes to high voltage, we're talking 10,000 to 20,000 volts on most modern systems. It might not kill you, but it'll definitely wake you up. But wait, there's more to consider. Before you start pulling off coils, it's smart to scan for codes using an OBD2 scanner. You can find one for about 20 bucks online. These codes can tell you which cylinder is misfiring. For instance, P0301 means cylinder 1 is the culprit, while P0300 indicates a random misfire. That random misfire can point to issues beyond just a faulty coil, like fuel pressure problems or a vacuum leak. Remember, misfires can have multiple causes, so those codes give you a starting point, but don't tell you the whole story. Now, let's move on to another handy test. What I like to call the RPM drop test or cylinder kill test. Here's how it works. Get your engine idling, then unplug one ignition coil at a time. If you unplug a good cylinder, your RPMs should drop by about 100 to 200 RPMs because that cylinder just stopped firing. If you unplug a coil and nothing happens, well, that cylinder wasn't doing anything anyway. And that's your problem cylinder. It's a quick way to identify the bad coil without taking anything apart. But here's a key point. Use insulated tools when you're unplugging coils on a running engine. You're working around live electrical connections and moving parts, so keep your fingers safe. And if you find that the misfire code doesn't change after swapping coils, you might be dealing with a wiring issue instead. Sometimes the wiring harness can break right where it flexes. A quick wiggle of the wiring while the engine's running can reveal if that's your issue. Let's pause for a moment to talk safety, because we want you to stay safe while you're tackling this. First off, always wear safety glasses. That spark can jump farther than you think, and you don't want it anywhere near your eyes. Gloves are a great idea too, especially insulated ones. And remember to disconnect your battery's negative terminal if you're using a multimeter. Most importantly, avoid testing spark near fuel lines or hot exhaust components. We all know fuel vapors ignite easily, so keep your test area clear and well ventilated. And if you're working on a running engine, be cautious of those moving parts like the serpentine belt. Basic safety practices go a long way. Now let's wrap up with some tools that can make this testing process easier. At minimum, you'll need a spare spark plug for that spark test. An OBD2 scanner is helpful for pulling codes, and a multimeter can check resistance readings on the coils. A spark tester tool can also give you a more accurate reading and protect you from zaps. And don't forget those essential safety gear items. Gloves and safety glasses. So to summarize, check for rough idle and misfire codes, perform a spark test and an RPM drop test, and always prioritize your safety. If you need to replace a coil, brands like Denso or NGK offer decent options for around $20 to $40. You'll save a ton of money doing this yourself. Before we finish, think about this. How often do you check your ignition system? Keeping an eye on it could save you from bigger issues down the road. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.